The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show for us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." They said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. When he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed in his name because they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, would not entrust himself to them because he knew all people and needed no one to testify about human nature, for he himself knew what was within the human person. The Gospel of the Lord. So we're coming to the end of this series, message series, the third homily of this series, A Flash of New Hope. Through the desert, God leads us to freedom. You can go to chathamcatholic.ca if you missed the previous two homilies. And it's rooted in this quote from Pope Francis in his Lenten message for us for this year, for 2024, where he said, "To the extent that this Lent becomes a time of conversion, an anxious humanity will notice a burst of creativity, a flash of new hope." And we need new hope in our lives constantly. And if Lent is really this time for us to draw closer to the Lord, we're going to discover new graces and new opportunities. So in the first homily of the series, I focused in on this. Jesus wants to heal us and bring us new hope and new life. Will we let him? The choice we make whether we want to let the Lord in our lives. In the second homily, I said, Lent challenges us to open our lives to God's covenant of love that frees us. Our faith is a relationship with the Lord, and it's rooted in this covenant where God is faithful and we're called to be faithful. And when we do that, and that's rooted in love, not just obedience, there's going to be flashes of new hope. And finally, for this last homily, I'm going to focus in on simply this. Right worship leads to right action that creates flashes of hope. Right worship leads to right action that creates flashes of new hope. There's a connection with the way we pray, the way we worship, that beckons us into action, into service, into sharing the gospel. And when we do that, we generate new opportunities of faith and of love. And one special way today for James, as he's confirmed, his faithfulness is inspiring us as he receives the sacrament here today. But the Holy Spirit will dwell in him and be strengthened in him so that he can offer signs of new hope in our world. Definitely needs new hope in our lives and in this world. In the first reading, we heard this. God spoke all these words. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." And we heard in this reading the Ten Commandments. God sends Moses to free the people of Israel from Egypt, from slavery, and leads them into the promised land and gives them a pathway to live their lives. A pathway that includes this sense of right worship, but also a sense of how we're called to make our decisions in our lives, how we're called to serve, how we're called to act. And yet, like us, the people of Israel strayed from the path. Got caught up in themselves, which we do often. And ultimately, this covenant of love that God has with humanity is most fully given to us through Jesus Christ, sent to establish and reestablish this covenant of love. But this time, Jesus becomes also this perfect response for us and with us. Jesus shows us the pathway to live our lives. And so in the gospel, we have the cleansing of the temple. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. Faith at the temple became transactional. It became an opportunity for profiteering, as opposed to right worship. People got caught up in what's in it for me, how can I profit, how can I take advantage of this opportunity that's supposed to be for prayer, for conversion, for building a relationship, and get caught up in thinking of ourselves. Sometimes we can get caught up in that too. Father, Mass is a little bit too long. I can't wait until this is over. No. I don't like us singing that song. We can kind of get caught up with not right worship. Kind of this sense that, you know, it's all about me. When we come to pray, when we come to celebrate the Eucharist, when we take time at home to pray, it's all about God and how he transforms our lives and how we change to follow God's way. And Lent is that beautiful time for us to be reminded of that grace. And so, right worship today, what are some of the things that we could do that helps us not get caught up in ourselves when we pray, when we come to Mass, but how we can caught up in God's love? One is take time to prepare for Mass and times of prayer. What does that mean? You know, try not to get to Mass at 8:04. I know sometimes it's hard, but to get early enough where you can settle down and kind of get ready, connect with some people, and just quiet our hearts. Maybe read the readings before coming to Mass. Read them during the week. Because if the homily isn't good, you've already read the readings. God's speaking to you in a different way. You know, taking that time and taking that effort, creating that space so that we're not in a rush. Because to appreciate and enter into prayer with God, that takes time and takes focus. Second, be open and search for what God wants to show you. You know, sometimes people walk in, oh, it's Father John. He's going to preach a long time. The answer is yes. Or, oh, they're having another celebration of baptism during Mass. I have to run. Or sometimes you expect to hear certain things or expect God to do certain things for us, and we miss out what God wants to offer to us. And so that's why there's this sense of be open and search and look for what God wants to offer each of us when we come to Mass, when we take time to pray. And that will happen in different ways. Sometimes it's in the scripture reading, sometimes it's in the homily. Sometimes it's talking to someone after Mass, where you make that connection, and in that specific way, God is speaking to each of us, rather than hoping to get it over with, or rather than, this is the answer I need from God, why isn't he responding? Oftentimes he is, but we're not listening. Because we're expecting a certain answer that we try to box God into. You know, when I referee basketball, sometimes I would walk into the gym and the teams would go, oh, he's refereeing. And then I'd be walking into a gym and I see a team and say, oh, there's that team again. And that sets us up for failure when we do that. That we're not open. When we come to Mass, there is this openness, saying, Lord, I'm here. What do you want to show me? Where do you want to send me? What do you want me to do? And finally, make prayer and worship the first priority, not the last. Because what happens is we'll never fit prayer into our lives if we do that. Sometimes we worry, we're so busy, we can't fit everything in, and our faith sometimes takes the very last spot or the back seat. Because we don't think we can make the effort that is needed to really enter in, to really have right worship. But it's if we put that prayer and that faith first, everything else fits in. We do end up having enough time, and what happens is we realize that there are a lot of things that we don't need, but we certainly need in faith. So right worship leads to right action. And what is that right action? There's every Tuesday during Lent, the staff who is free gathers together for Lenten prayer. And what I've been doing is I've been having them listen to a song. We reflect on one of the readings coming up for the weekend. And one of the song that I shared last Tuesday was a song by Matt Maher. And he's a Canadian artist, born in Newfoundland, Catholic praise and worship musician. He's become very famous. He's been in our diocese a few times, but he, a couple of years ago, had a new album. And in the one song, In the Room, I think best describes what we're looking in terms of these flashes of new hope, and that right worship leads to right action. I want to quote a couple of things from the song. From the very first verse, he says, there are moments nothing can replace, when heaven and earth meet face to face, when a broken heart begins to change, a word takes on flesh, and a soul finds faith. Flashes of new hope and right action is when heaven and earth meet, when there's conversion. And then this is part of the chorus. I just want to be in the room, want to be in the room when you move, and I'm not leaving till you do. And he's describing this song as being in the midst of the room where Jesus is, where miracles are happening, where he's teaching and people are being transformed. We don't want to be anywhere else but to be in that room, and we desire those flashes of new hope. And so he goes on in the bridge, he says, so tear off the roof, lower me down, whatever it takes to get me to you, roll every stone, push through the crowd, God, I want to see you break through. And some of the amazing ways in our family of parishes that has taken place where we experience these flashes of new hope include the parish mission that we just recently had with Father Danny Santos, to our Sharing Faith series, where parishioners are sharing their lives of faith and how God blesses them and strengthens them. What an amazing grace for that. To our World Day of Prayer for the Sick, where we're praying for and people receiving the anointing of the sick. To our Chosen series, we have over 90 people journeying through the Chosen series and realizing Christ coming to them in a new and powerful way. And finally, two other events. The Super Bowl party, although it was a good game, the Steelers weren't in it, but it was okay. And also the pancake supper. And why I share that. Two great events, great food at both of them, but the people. It was an interesting combination of people. Parishioners invited people to come to these events, but the homeless, the poor, people who are there that would not be welcomed in many other places. If we want to have, when we have right worship, we have right action. And in those two events in particular, I said, this is the reality of heaven and earth coming together. family side by side, taking care of one another, loving one another, serving one another. That we have this great grace. And I wanted to be in that room for those events, to see God's work, not only watching it happen, but happening it through me. And that's one of the things we're praying for in just a moment for James, that we're not only right worship, right action leads to, creates flashes of hope. It's not something we observe, but it's something we help create. We help make happen. And when that happens, our lives are transformed. Last thing Pope Francis said in his letter during Lent, he referred back to his visit in World Youth Day, talking to university students in August of 2023, and it's a good reminder for us as I conclude this message series. He says, "Keep seeking and be ready to take risks. Yet let us find the courage to see our world not as being in its death throes, but in a process of giving birth. Not at the end, but at the beginning of a great new chapter of history." And we can make that history with Christ's light, with right worship that leads to right action, that creates flashes of new hope. That's happening in this room as we celebrate the Eucharist. It happens how we serve, how we forgive, how we love, how we welcome all those around us. A flash of new hope through the desert, God leads us to freedom.